Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. After the Newtown shooting, there has been a lot of debate over why such horrific events are happening more and more frequently and what can be done to prevent them. Two knowledgeable and highly credentialed public figures have brought up the fact that psychiatric medications are known to cause violence. There is very convincing evidence of violence induced by psychiatric drugs. Antidepressants as a group were more likely than other prescription drugs to be associated with violence. It is important to be aware of the changes that occur when someone starts and stops such medications. There is a chance of increased impulsivity and decreased judgment. Patients may also feel out of touch. While this information still doesn't explain why some people react in such an extreme manner, nor does it provide an excuse, but maybe it can be used to help prevent another tragedy. A warning about grapefruit. We tend to think of grapefruit as a great health food, but if you are on certain medications, consuming grapefruit or grapefruit juice can be dangerous. There are now 85 medications that negatively interact with grapefruit, including common cholesterol-lowering drugs, anti-cancer agents, psychiatric drugs, birth control pills, and estrogen treatments. 43 of these can lead to life-threatening situations if consumed with grapefruit. Many are linked to an increase in heart rhythm that can lead to death. Other drugs interact with grapefruit, leading to a fatal respiratory depression. Under normal circumstances, the drugs are metabolized in the gastrointestinal tract and relatively little is absorbed because an enzyme in the gut deactivates them. But grapefruit contains natural chemicals that inhibit this enzyme, and without it, the gut absorbs much more of a drug and blood levels rise dramatically. While most of reactions occur following regular consumption of grapefruit or grapefruit juice, it is advised to avoid grapefruit as well as pomelo, lime, and Seville oranges if there is any chance of an interaction. It is not enough to avoid taking your medication at the same time as grapefruit. You must avoid consuming grapefruit the whole period you are on the medication. Many prescriptions include a warning to avoid grapefruit, but if you are unsure, check with your doctor or pharmacist. Of course, the wise thing to do is to find out what natural approaches there are and get to the cause of why you have the problem in the first place. And when I come back, questioning surgery for early stage prostate cancer and another reason to avoid BPA.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Smith at 804-897-9194. Now back to the news.
A new study shows that prostate cancer surgery, which often leaves men impotent or incontinent, does not appear to save the lives of men with early stage disease. About 81% of men with prostate cancer have early stage or localized cancer, which means the cancer has not spread beyond the prostate. Findings show that many of these men would do just as well to choose no treatment at all. The findings of this 15-year-long study are not relevant to men with more advanced stages of the disease and those with very high scores on a prostate cancer screening test who may benefit from more aggressive treatment. Researchers hope that these results will give patients with early stage disease more confidence to choose watchful waiting and natural means of prevention as an option and help them realize that there are a lot of prostate cancers that are diagnosed today that are not dangerous. And for our last story, BPA's link to obesity. By now, most of you have heard the common chemical BPA, found in hard plastics and in the linings of food and drink cans. It has been under a great deal of scrutiny over the past decade due to its link to several serious health problems, including cardiovascular disease, diabetes, problems with brain function and memory, breast cancer, and asthma. Now, new research suggests that long-term exposure to BPA in children can greatly increase the risk of obesity. The research showed that children with the highest levels of BPA have the highest rate of obesity. The Food and Drug Administration recently banned the use of BPA in the production of plastic baby bottles and toddler sippy cups. But even so, BPA exposure is nearly impossible to completely avoid. In fact, 92.6% of people ages 6 and over have detectable levels in their urine. To limit your exposure to this harmful substance, choose non-plastic containers and water bottles, such as glass or high-quality stainless steel. If you do use plastic, choose BPA-free. Avoid number 7 plastics. Recycling codes 1, 2, and 4 are the safest plastic products. Do not heat plastic in the microwave. Avoid or limit the consumption of canned food and drinks. By now, it's pretty obvious that you can't fool Mother Nature. And unless we go back to everything natural, we're going to poison ourselves and the planet. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Mark Smith and Richmond Chiropractic Neurology. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.